Kitchen. I don't know if you realize that. Once you go, you know, west of 8th Ave, that is Hell's Kitchen. So we thought we'd bring out a couple more Netflix likeness characters here. Thank you for your patience. We know you wanted to see Daredevil for a while, so we can finally show him. Also, take a note of Elektra. She has a special hand that can hold her side like the true ninja that she is. And that will bring together the full range here of Netflix.
And they're all downstairs for you to check out.
They're all downstairs for you guys to get up close and personal with them.
And the rest of what we're doing, you're just going to have to wait.
So with that, we'll introduce the next team.
Yeah, next, we'll turn this over to the
of your afternoon. My name is Ryan Tang. I'm the brand manager on Marvel Legends for marketing.
I'm Dwight Stoll, design manager on Marvel.
All right, welcome. Let's jump in. So as you're all well aware, 2017 is a legendary year for Marvel Entertainment. For the first time ever, we've got three huge blockbuster movies. Guardians of the Galaxy is first up in a couple of weeks in May, followed by Spider-Man Homecoming, as well as Thor Ragnarok. We also have key animation across all the franchises down below, still going on this year, and even more live television with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Defender, things like that. So, a really busy year. We wanted to, before we jump into Legends, first walk through a brief overview of our kid movie line. So, first up.
Yeah, we just have a little bit of stuff to go over there, don't we? Big movie of the year. All right, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 coming out in just a couple of months. So, these are a couple of our hero items for the line. The far side, you have the Music Mix Star-Lord. This is an electronic 12-inch scale figure. He actually has his portable Walkman on his side. And he plays sounds. He's got Chris Pratt's voice. And when you take a cassette and you plug it into the Walkman, you actually play different music for him as well, which is pretty cool. In the middle is one of my favorite items for the year, is our Dancing Groot. He's about life-size to what he is in the film. And he plays a few different songs as well. One is by Jay and the Americans, which is a song that's in the film. And he'll dance around for you when you activate it. And he also recognizes music. So if you're playing your music at home, he can continue to dance along with you as well. And last is Growing Groot. This is a 12-inch scale figure that can be yanked up to make him about 15 inches tall in his extended, since he can, you know, grow and shift his shape and size.
Right, next up, Spider-Man. So you guys have seen this trailer, all super excited. We know from what we've seen so far that Tony Stark gets involved here. So Spider-Man has a brand new suit with a lot of great features, and the product line is going to reflect some of these upgrades.
No more PJs. We finally have a Stark-powered Spider-Man suit. So as you can imagine, from a toy maker's point of view, that is just a plethora of things for us to dive into. Here's a sampling of some of those items that we created, and they're all downstairs for you to review in closer detail in just a little bit.
And then for classic Spider-Man, we have this awesome 46-inch tall playset. Guys, it's almost 4 feet. It's downstairs. It's super fun. Lots of finger food. Tons of great environments for Spidey and his friends to battle his foes there.
Yeah,
so that's Spider-Man.
Huge.
All right, so let's talk some Legends. As we jump into this section, right, Dwight and I and the whole team just wanted to thank you, the fans, for your constant passion and enthusiasm when it comes to collecting this line. We have the great privilege of putting out more and more figures every year, and we wouldn't be able to do that without your support. So thank you. We're going to make this the biggest year yet.
Yeah, most of your enthusiasm is high, which is nice.
So first up, let's talk 3 3/4 inch. You may have seen these reveals online in the past couple of weeks. We didn't do a whole lot of movie 3 3/4 last year. There was one exclusive. These are all going to be mainline movie 2-packs. So first out, we have an assortment with Doctor Strange, as well as Star-Lord and Yondu there. So really excited. Our first movie Star-Lord in 3 3/4. Looking ahead to the later spring, we have Spider-Man Homecoming, all new movie sculpts for Spider-Man as well as the Vulture. His wings ratchet and move up and down on his back. And we have a classic 2-pack as well with Shocker and a all new Spider-Man on that more muscular 3¾ build. And then for fall, we will have a Thor Ragnarok 2-pack, which is not showing any. There he goes. Dwight caught me. Busted. All right, let's jump into 6-inch.
Not yet, guys, but this is just the beginning of the year. We got a long way ahead of us, so don't worry. Ragnarok's coming. Wait, but that's. Do you really want to celebrate the end of whatever?
It's a bad omen, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so Spider-Man Wave 2. This is our movie wave. We've got the web link Spider-Man on the left, as well as a homemade sweatsuit version on the right, as well as Vulture with a really cool Build-A-Figure. Tell them a little bit about that, Dwight.
Yeah, Vulture is a standalone figure in the wave, and this is our first ever Build-A-Vehicle. So Vulture's jetpack is about 23 inches in width, which is pretty monstrous. It has about 12 points of articulation, so you can manipulate and shift his armor, just as you'll see what he can do in the film. So it's a really cool, awesome piece. It comes with its own stand, because it would not easily stand up otherwise. But it's downstairs, and we can't wait to show it to you.
Also, some reveals, right?
Yeah, well, you know, we got to mix our movie love with some of our comic love as well. So you were getting an all-new Marvel Now Moon Knight. He's got some cool accessories. He's got you'll see it downstairs. He's actually got some. You're gonna lose them, so sorry. But they're super tiny little moonarams that plug in between his knuckles, so he can throw a whole pile of blades into the bad guys. And we have Cosmic Spider-Man. Cosmic Spider-Man also comes with some new pieces. He'll have a Captain Universe head, as well as the unmasked Peter Parker from Spider-Verse. So you get three different versions of Cosmic Spider-Man downstairs as well.
We need some new bad guys.
Yeah, some good new bad guys. You always got to punch somebody. So here's a couple that you guys have never had before. Our first, Legends of Tombstone. I think he looks pretty awesome. And the Beetle you've been waiting for 4 times. So there you go.
Finally.
I'm done. I'm not making any more Beetles. Jesse, you can make them all you want. I'm done.
We also have a Spider-Man movie 2-pack with the new Iron Man suit, as well as a exclusive Tom Holland likeness head. So very excited for this. Coming in the summertime. Let's jump to Guardians. This is Guardians Wave 2. A couple new figures here.
Yeah, diving in with the comic characters here. We have Death's Head 2. He is ginormous and looks amazing. Because I think so. I hope you do as well. In the middle, we have Adam Warlock. Adam Warlock will come with an alternate Magus head, so you can turn him into either version of him that you prefer. And X-Nilo from the Avengers run, Uncanny Avengers run a couple years ago?
Yeah, one of those Avengers runs.
Yeah, he's beautiful and golden, so.
You may have seen this new movie poster. Guardians always has the most terrific marketing, so I thought I'd have a little fun too with all these little character mixtapes to help us reveal the movie figures for Wave 2. First up,
Star-Lord in his long coat. He's as handsome as ever. He has a scarf. Handsome is required when you make a Chris Pratt action figure, so there you go. Next up is Gamora in her new costume from the film. She has a giant blaster, a couple different swords. She has an extended and a folded version that could plug into the holster on her hip.
We have Jack Drax from Wave 1 here. Just a reminder, the pro tip, that's actually a rocket launcher, so the short end points towards the bad guys. I've seen a bunch of things online where people want to point the long end, but then he's shooting it backwards.
Yeah, well, you know, he's big and angry. What can you do? The opposite of big, but still angry, is a Rocket. So this is a Rocket that I hope you guys are going to really like. He's got tons of articulation. That was one of the comments that you really hit us with last time. You wanted him to be able to do more. Now you can. He's got ankles, knees, hips, torso rocker, wrist, elbows, shoulders, heads. He has an alternate head, and this is the only place you can get the quarter-sized Ravager Groot.
Yondu from Wave 1.
With weird, floaty, whistly arrow. And these are a couple of our ladies in Wave 2. So first ever Nebula for us. And Mantis, which is the Build-A-Figure. So she'll break apart and you can create her to round out a good chunk of the cast of the film.
And if you notice down here in the movie poster, there's a little name that doesn't really have anything else. If you read closely, it says Kurt Russell there. So we know that Kurt Russell was announced and revealed to be Ego in this upcoming film, but haven't had a good look at the actual movie likeness. You've seen some other, you know, more whimsical expressions of him, but we are pleased to show him in Legends.
Our first Kurt Russell Ego action figure. So I love this figure. I think this is one of my favorite things that I've worked on this year. He's awesome because he's Kurt Russell, and how could he not be?
And this will be available in a two-pack later this fall with a Star-Lord, an unmasked version. It comes with the normal head as well as a new Chris Pratt likeness.
Yes.
What about this character? What do you know about her? Do you guys?
That's Ego Oscar.
Have we done her yet in 6-inch?
No.
No.
No, we have not.
All right. Well, we will in 2017.
There you go. So we have, our Lady Thor coming out. We think she looks absolutely awesome. The costume was really fun to work on. She's got a lot of cool stuff going on, and it's been just an amazing comic book for the last couple of years. There you go.
So that wraps up our 6-inch mainline discussion. Let's jump into our 12-inch Legends. We launched these in fall of last year with Cap, Iron Man, and Spidey. We hope you've enjoyed them. We've really loved making them. I mean, if I had to pick my favorite, I'd probably say Iron Man. I love posing them on my death white. Which one's your favorite?
You're kidding, right? I mean, Captain America.
So it's Cap. Okay.
Excuse me, guys. Are you kidding about somebody?
Oh, Peter, sorry. Oh, I mean, the Spider-Man figure is great, too.
But, yeah, I mean, yeah. No offense, Spider-Man.
That's great. I think this is a lot better than great, don't you guys?
I'm not going to argue with you.
Good idea.
Yeah, good idea.
All right. Thanks, Spidey. We've got three new ones for this year. First up, 12-inch classic Deadpool in all his glory here. Tons of posability, lots of accessories, a burrito, a damaged head, two knives. The list goes on and on. He's really fun. Check him out. We have him downstairs. Also, we have two new entrants. Dwight, you want to walk them through these awesome figures?
Yeah, a couple of our biggest entries so far. This is our new Thor. Thor comes with multiple Mjolnirs. He has a powered down as well as a lightning glow version. And he has interchangeable hands and heads. You can mix and match his hair and helmets and faces around to make whichever version of Thor you like the most to display on your shelf.
And then next up,
the strongest there is, Hulk. So 14 and a half inches tall. This guy is monstrous. You really can't get credit for that until you see him in the showroom and you see the entire volume of this figure. He is monstrous. He's huge. He also comes with alternate hands and fists and a couple different expressions and eras of Hulk to enjoy.
So let's move ahead to premium roleplay. This was new for last year as well. Hopefully you guys all have your Iron Man helmets and Captain America shields at home. So we have two new items. Really happy. I had the hammer here earlier. This is a full theatrical scale, 19 3/4 inch long hammer with all the great detailing and sculpt work. And we actually, you know, Dwight and the team worked really hard to put in a really cool feature that is inspired by the first Thor film. So we'll take a look just to refresh everyone's memory.
I now take from you your power in the name of my father. And his father before. I owe him our father. Cut you off!
Whosoever holds this hammer, if it be worthy, it shall possess the power of Thor.
And And next up, we have the Star-Lord electronic helmets.
Yes, this one's awesome. This one also, remember, these aren't prop replicas. These are role-play toys for you to enjoy, or your kids, or whoever. So we're always trying to come up with, what's that something fun and unique to each character we can put into it?
So it's got the lights, it's got the sounds, but what else can we add? What is Star-Lord known for? His music, soundtrack. So we put Bluetooth technology and speakers into this helmet. Quick, turned it on there. I'm gonna sync it up to my phone, real time. Listen for the confirmation.
It's been working all day.
Yeah, this is the first time.
Try it again.
Is it on the remote? There's not one mode, there's two modes here. New songs on my phone to play for you, but you know, I'll go off. Okay,
I can do it
downstairs.
But,
yeah. No. And because Star-Lord has this technology, it's great for everyday situations on your commute to work. When you're, you know, putting you in your work at the gym or even some backyard gardening, you can wear your Star-Lord home, listen to some podcasts, catch up on cereal, whatever you want to do. All right. And because it is a special time of year for us, we have a New York Toy Fair pre-order that just launched today. So you can go out to Amazon right now and get on the list for both of the role-play items. And Entertainment Earth is taking pre-orders for the Star-Lord and Ego 2-pack. So just dial up to your internet, you know, http://. I mean, you guys aren't doing it. I didn't say that. Exclusive.
Are you teaching them how to use the internet?
I'm not savvy, so, you know.
Okay,
so let's talk some exclusives. First up for Amazon, we have a Sinister Six classic pack.
Yeah, 3¾-inch goodness here. This is all classic characters and classic decos. And we're paying like homage to the pack with some really cool, unique packaging here. So it's going to be a vintage style feel. So each figure will be carded on, you know, their obviously corresponding, you know, card of similar nature.
Hopefully you guys recognize the style we were going after, very nostalgic here. For Toys R Us, a whole host of exclusives. First up, we have a Mary Jane and Peter Parker 2-pack. We showed the unpainted Mary Jane at San Diego, so here is the final version.
Yeah. This is a Mary Jane with the all-new, all-different Spider-Man, the Parker Industries version, which is pretty sweet.
And then next up, Dwight and I are big X-Men fans, and I may have campaigned pretty hard for this item, but we're pleased to have a Dark Phoenix 2-pack.
So this is actually a different build than the Green Phoenix of last year, or this last year. So, and she has some new parts. She's got, you know, a translucent space chicken, and she has a couple of alternate heads, which you can mix and match to make whichever version of Jean you like the most.
You're a big fan of this set.
I loved this book last year. It was amazing. This is a A-Force box set. It's some of the remainder of the team of A-Force that we haven't got to, as well as some supporting cast characters that were in the Secret Wars arc, and I think Elsa just ended up showing up at the very end of A-Force as well. So lots of new characters. They're all fantastic. So
also, we have two Guardians items. You've seen this on the internet already. The Evolution of Groot pack there.
It's real. It does exist. It's not amazing custom.
Yep. With a new head expression and then a new potted Groot and a little baby Groot, as well as a comic classic 5-pack in 3¾. Moving ahead to Walmart, taking some inspiration from the comics here.
Yep. We have a Ultimate Spider-Man Vulture and Spider-Man battle set. Vulture comes with old Craig Lee Man head, as well as the Ultimates animation, that really evil, cool Vulture helmet, so you can have either comic or animated version if you prefer.
And then you've seen him in the trailer, you know him, you love him, Baby Ravager Groot. Now you can have your very own.
Yeah, he's 10½ inches tall, he's absolutely adorable. His shoulders and head moves, you can kind of have him carry around your little buddy Groot.
Moving ahead to Target, classic costume here for Spider-Man, black suit Spider-Man. We're bringing the symbiote to 12-inch scale.
Yeah, looks fantastic. Not much to say about it, but it's going to be cool.
We will have also, there it is again, Thor Ragnarok, 2-pack, more to come on this one. And then some of you, you know, video game aficionados might have heard of a little game coming out called Marvel vs. Capcom. That's all we're saying right now. Love to hear the speculation and what you think that might be.
You said too much.
Well, it's a toy fair, you got to.
Fair.
Walgreens, Sue Storm is out there already. She seems to be really popular. Herbie is amazing. So, some of you might have guessed, yes, you are getting one more Walgreens exclusive this year. Any guesses on who it might be? Who do we want?
Torch.
Thing.
I heard it here first.
He's one in the family. We're doing
it. He'll be coming out this fall as we make our way through that team. So that's it. Thanks, everyone.
Awesome.